Blog Talk Radio.
I give you life again.
Yeah.
I'm a righteous man.
God carry me on my way. I can
Okay, guys, we're going to get on with our show. But first of all, you already know how it goes. Let me tell these guys how the show goes. Basically, when I ask you for a world premiere, you're going to give me, you're going to say, hello, this is my Greg, this is your boy Greg Machado. I'm going to introduce my new single on the DJ Black Season Friends show. And my man Marcellus, you'll do the same thing. This is Marcellus, and we want to introduce my new joint right here, the name of the song, and then I'm on the DJ Black Season Friends show. If you guys do that correct, it could be used for a mixtape, so make sure you don't mess up. See, I say don't mess up, but then I mess up everybody's name. That's not right, is it? So anyway, we're going to get to and everything straight. Hey, Greg, let's say, give a shout-out to your manager out there. I know she's listening.
Yeah. Shout-out to Sheila. You know what I mean? She doing her thing, working or whatever.
Yeah. Hi, Sheila. How you doing, Sheila? Hey, Sheila, me and DC, we want to talk to you, so we're going to get with you later on in the week, maybe tomorrow. We'll get with you tomorrow, but you know what we got going on with your boy, Greg Machado, because we got him booked up for shows right now. We'll let you know about that tomorrow. Thank you, Sheila. Okay, gentlemen, this is how we're going to do it right here. We're going to do it like this right here. I'm going to play a song at random. We're going to listen to that. This song's going to be by my guy, Latin Pain, Bicycle Tony. That's my dude right there, man. He has a radio show called The Bicycle Tony Show. Comes on every Thursday night. I don't know what time it's on. So actually, I'm supposed to be over also with him. But anyway, we're going to play one of his songs right now, guys. Then we'll be back to introduce Greg Machado and my boy, Bellis. What's up?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Harold.
Yes, sir.
Where you
at, Harold? Hey, man, I'm here, man. I'm just taking it easy, man. I'm sitting on the beach right now. It's like 95 degrees, man.
Whoa. You all right?
Ha. Here starts your holy man. Call it sinning. Time to get rid of all. A search for holy men. Can't keep my thoughts in order. In a zone I can't manage. Maybe I'm bipolar, chemically imbalanced. My first thought is damage. My second thought is pain. My mind's eye holds images of blood stains. All I know is horror, I hold a scarred past. I think about tomorrow, and hear the devil laugh. Gunshot blast, there goes tapstone. Just another voice I hear when I'm alone. Don't even trust my shadow, I think he moves funny. Feels like the Grim Reaper, comes to take life from me. You probably think I'm crazy, or done too many drugs. Cause I can see demons, you must be blind as fuck. Moving lightly in tempo, zigzagging in the street. Like I can feel the heat of hell underneath my feet. I feel the end creeping, maybe I should repent. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of. They say all men are sinners and must repent their ways to reach the Lord's promise or feel eternal blaze. Hell flames scorching, we sin in many ways. Drugs, sex, abortion, extortion, gunplay. These are the last days, Revelation 7 plagues. Holy wars, Armageddon, high age rate. Spiritual high stakes, tough choices to be made. My New York mind state may keep me out the pearly gates. Grimes to not go hungry, out for the root of evil. Enemies necessary for green pictures of dead people. I know it's a thin line between love and hate. Freedom of sell, heaven and hell, does it depend on fate? Or does it depend on faith? Lord, show me the way. I open up the Bible, flip to a random page. He states the rules clearly, commandments there are 10. Stuck in charge my demons, in search of holy men. 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 Yo. Pedophile and priest, reverence who mislead. Pastor sipping off a rigid, pushing caddies. Most been marked by the beast. Spit what I see on beat. Death, drugs, rape, murder all on one street. And street after street, evil spinning 360 degrees. I get up on my knees and pray the Lord forgives me, cause I participated in evil, risking my life for freedom with stunts wider than Knievels. Years of incarceration, maybe I was wrong, using my strong arm to get my grub on. Sold a controlled substance, chasing money in abundance. One time came home broke, shit wasn't all for nothing. Young one and all or nothing, ready to pop something. Needing that money, hunger pains, had my stomach pumping. Living a sinful living, I'm ready to repent. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men.
Joint right there. Hey everybody, please mute at your phones if you're not going to be talking. The first one up is Marcellus. I need Marcellus to come up. Everybody else mute your phones out because I cannot work the software tonight, but I can find out who's getting up the notice. I don't want to do that because it's going to slow me down. So please mute your phones other than Grit, my man Marcellus. Don't mute your phone out. Let me say hello Melinda out there right now, too, because Melinda's listening in, I'm sure. That's Marcellus's manager, man. She's a real nice woman. I get about 20 phone calls from her a day. She's on top of you, man. Making sure you're going to be successful, brother. She's on top of you,
man.
Hey, Marcellus, come front and center and tell us a little bit about yourself, man. What's up with you, bro?
Well, my name is Marcellus Clay from Lake Providence, Louisiana. I've been out here in Texas for about at least, I say 10 to 11 years. I started singing, man, at the age of at least between six and seven. And like everybody else, I started in church.
Cool.
I teach piano. My first CD came out in 2007. It was called My Care for a Broken Heart. And I actually wrote the song about my grandmother, man, but I literally sold 800 copies, man, out of the back of my trunk. No help, no support from nobody, man. All by myself, man. And from there,
wow.
Once I did that, I decided to come on that one album, and it's called Untold Stories.
Right, I got you, brother. Well, you know what?
Hey,
you know what, brother? You sold 800 CDs out of the trunk of your car, and you had how many songs you have on that CD? You have about 12 or 15 songs on that CD.
I had 12. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you were selling it for $5 a pop?
Correct.
Cool. So all that money was yours. You didn't have to pay nobody. You had no support.
I had to pay nobody.
Nobody was there for you. So that was all your pocket, but you bought clothes, shoes, all kinds, cars, motorcycles. I get it, man. I can dig it, brother. You know what? I did the same dang thing, man. We don't need no help from nobody, man. We can do it ourselves.
Exactly.
And it's funny when you start doing it. If people start coming around, then all your little friends and buddies start coming out the crack then.
Oh, yeah. Well, once they saw some CD sales, man, they came out of nowhere. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
It was a test.
Yeah, I already know how it works, too. That's sad. That's sad, though, man. It's sad you can't get support from your own people, man. I know how it is, brother. But anyway,
yeah, man.
Harold's not like that. Harold's not like that. Gerald's not like that. These guys, they be on top of it day in and day out, man. And I'm gonna salute you right now for saying what you said because nobody has came on the show and said they sold CDs out of the trunk of their car by themselves, 800 of them, and for $5 a pop. Nobody's been on the show yet and said that other than myself.
Cool.
So you got a salute right there, brother. So anyway,
appreciate that.
What kind of projects you working on, my man? I know you got some projects you working on over there.
You say, I can't hear you one more time?
I said, what kind of projects are you working on right now, brother?
Oh, man. I have a new single just dropped called Heartless. And this single is blowing up like crazy. We're actually shooting a music video for it next week. It's going to be released. I'm trying to get a release date at least by the end of February to be on YouTube.
Okay.
And also, a band really good, the one that you have. And she calls me. That's a love, it's a love track, but it's different from what every audience hears.
Okay.
And the reason I say it's different because when I wrote the song, y'all gonna laugh, but when I wrote the song, I guess I had a lot on my mind when I was writing it. But when I was writing the song, I was thinking about somebody special. So. At that time, man, once they hear it, man, it's going to change their lives, man. I promise you.
Wow. I hope I got that song right now. Now you're saying it, well, I hope I get it, man. Oh, man, I hope I got that song. Oh, wow. Did I talk to you today, man? Did I call you about some music today?
Yes, sir, you sure did. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I don't know if I got that song, but I got a song. You got a song called At Damo or something like that? At something? At Damo?
Abandoned,
yeah.
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir.
That's the song I got, bro. That's the song I got. I wasn't able to get your other song in there because your manager, she wasn't quick enough, and she got the wrong email from me. And she said C E Z A R R A D I O when it was supposed to be C E Z A R A Radio. That's it. Just supposed to be Caesar Radio, but she said Caesar Radio, and that's where the confusion came in at. But it's all good.
Yeah.
We're gonna play your song when we get ready, and we're gonna play Abandoned, and we're gonna keep it going with Abandoned. We're gonna play that song like one time, then we'll probably play it again before the show goes off. But anyway, my man, so tell me, when you've been on the stage, who have you had the grace to present the stage with? Who, like somebody famous? Tell me that.
Oh, man, Trey Songz, Miguel.
Whoa!
Well, yeah, those are the main two at this point. Yeah, Trey Songz, Miguel.
Were you on the stage with Miguel when he jumped and hit the girl, the white chick in the head with his legs? when he jumped across the stage from one stage to another stage and kicked it and did a karate kick in the girl's head? Were you there that night?
I saw that, man, and I would never in my life try that. Man, that was crazy. That was insane,
yeah, was
man.
Crazy.
And he, yeah, to me that was a death threat to me, man. That was crazy. I saw that. That was madness, man. I don't know what he was thinking. I think he was trying to be cool about the whole situation, but I can make that jump.
Hey, he gave that girl brain damage. He hurt that girl, man. Did you see her facial expression afterwards, man? She was trying to play it off.
Man, she was red.
Oh, she's all right. She's all right.
She was red, man.
Yeah.
He paid some money.
Anyway.
He paid some money.
Hey,
he paid some money for
on,
that.
Man. Something's going on. Something's wrong. I don't hear Harold talking. Harold has his mic off again. Harold, turn your mic on. Let me hear you talk, man. Say something, Harold.
Is it
Harold? Hello? I'm looking right at you, brother. What are you doing, Harold? Okay. Harold don't want to talk, so okay. He's probably on another line right now getting something because he likes those brownies. He makes brownies while we're on the radio. I don't know why he does that, but anyway. Harold is a little world. Okay. I'm going to talk to you myself because Darlene, she doesn't hear until the following hour. You'll probably be done by then. Well, you probably won't be done, but anyway. I'll talk to you and see what you got going on myself. So, I noticed something else you want to tell me, man. I know you got the projects you're working on right now. You just said you're working on – hey, did you say you're working on a mix CD?
Yeah, no, matter of fact, that's what I was going to mention to you. I have an album dropping on the 14th of February for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
It has 10 tracks on it, and this is actually my first album. So,
okay.
And I have at least four singles on there. Heartless,
okay.
Torn Apart, She Calls Me, and One Last Chance. And
cool.
So right now we're trying to push that. I also have three different music videos out right now. Everybody can go like a YouTube and type in Marcellus Clay. That's my channel page.
Okay.
Look me up on Facebook, Marcellus the Singer. Twitter, Marcellus, Clay Marcellus, last name, then first name. That's Clay Marcellus. And SoundCloud, you can pull up Marcellus Clay. And right now, iTunes and Amazon. We're gonna drop that at the end of the month.
Okay.
So that's a project we're actually working on right now to push Untold Stories. That's the name of the album. It's Untold Stories. So that's the biggest project I'm working on right now.
Cool. That's what's up.
Yeah. So we're trying to push it, man.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. I like that. I like to hear an artist as ambition as you are, because you sound like you're really, really doing it, man. You sound like you're doing something that nobody else is doing. I like that, man. That's what's up. That's what you're supposed to do. If you're an artist, you're supposed to make things happen. And sounds like you're making some things happen over there, brother.
Oh, I have to, man. I mean, I've been doing this for 11 years, but 11 full years, man. And, I mean, music is my life. Black,
right.
I mean, music is my life, man. When I was coming up, my mom, we really couldn't afford a lot. And you know how when you're in church, you have your pastor, you know, your pastor's trying your best to help the family. Well, the pastor bought me a keyboard, a little small keyboard for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the only thing I had got for Christmas that year was a keyboard. And from the age of 6, man, I actually learned how to play a keyboard. And now I'm a professional teacher.
Uh-huh.
I do beats, I mean, well, producer-wise. But that, I mean, this music is my life, man. I mean, I play drums, guitar, keyboard.
Wow.
Any instrument you can put in my face, I can play. So,
wow, man, you're real creative. You're real creative, and you know what you're doing, man. You play all these instruments and stuff. That's a great thing, too, brother. That's real good, man. I salute you.
I give
you big props for that stuff you're doing, man.
I appreciate that. So I want to make sure everybody go on YouTube, man. Look me up, Marcellus Clay. I have a music video. I made my very first music video I did was Torn Apart. I also was on American Idol in 2007. Went to California.
Oh, cool.
I went to California, man. I was there 3 weeks. They let me go some crazy stuff, man. But I'm here now doing my thing, working on my project.
Yeah.
And just praying every day that someone hears it, push it, and that's it. And take it home.
Wow. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. That's great, man. We're really, really excited to hear all that from you, brother. Let me
appreciate
check again
that.
And see if Harold there. Hey, Harold, you can turn your phone off mute, Harold, and you can actually talk right now because you're not really saying anything. This is the second time I'm calling you, Harold. Are you there, Harold? Are you there? Okay, brother. So I guess the show is mad, and I guess Harold's phone is not really in touch, but I still see him on the line. But anyway, tell me something, like, who's somebody that you would like to do some collabos with in the future, man? Or who would you like to get on the stage and bless the stage with, man?
Man, my vision has always been to get on stage with Robin Thicke. I'm a Robin Thicke man. Even though he kind of changed, he was a rock person, but he kind of changed over and like degenerate, came up to R&B. Like, he's one of my biggest idols in the music game right now. It's Robin Thicke.
Okay.
And also, man, Chris Brown, man, I would love to do a song with Chris Brown. At least work on something with Chris Brown, like a project or something with Chris Brown. I mean, the dude is talented. You know, the guy is talented, man. So those are main two that I'm looking forward to working with, and it's just moving forward with that, man. But Robin Thicke is one of the best R&B singers for me, and that's all
I'm
looking forward to working
with. Robin Thicke is a great artist. I like him too, man. I really like him when he's singing the songs to the ladies, man, because he's a lady. He likes to make those songs for the ladies, and he has a lot of them. And I met Robin Thicke way back in the days, man. I actually met him. Nice dude, man. Real nice guy, brother. He was really, really nice. That's all I can say about him. I was on the stage with him because I was doing some modeling at the time. So he was on the stage with me, and it was just crazy, man. I'm talking to one of the Coke boys right now as I'm working this radio show. I'm working it right now and talking to one of the crazy. It's crazy, man, how I do business. But anyway. Oh, man, my guys. Let me turn this microphone
right
working. Here. Okay. Yeah, I do stuff like that, brother. Anyway, my man, so basically you just said you like to grace the stage with Robin Thicke. And so let me ask you another question. Who is your childhood hero? Do you have any childhood heroes?
Yes, Michael Jackson, man.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, I know, man. That's actually Jackson's he's one of those guys. I mean, hey, he's a thriller, man. Dude's a thriller. He's on top of it, man.
Yep.
At least he wasn't. Now he's underneath it because he's in the ground. So so sad, but anyway.
The thing I like about Michael was when he first started off with the Jackson 5, and then when he went solo, he changed the game. If you know what I'm saying, I mean, he blew. He was the biggest thing in the world. I mean, he was the biggest person in the world.
Right, in general, you know what I'm saying.
But he divided himself from every other artist that was out there singing. And that's what I like about Michael. And he did pop, you know, a little bit of R&B. So.
Hey, Harold, check it out, brother. We've been calling your name and calling your name and calling your name and study skipping you, brother. Now you're going to come on the phone coughing and kicking from the breath. Hey, Harold, I got a question for you, brother. You always cough like that. How do you cough off of eating brownies? You don't cough off of eating brownies. You cough off of smoking guns. What are you doing, Harold?
Man, wow, man. You said it, man. Man, I didn't know that you were going to put me on display tonight, man. Wow, man. I'm just sitting back relaxing out here on the beach, man. I'm over here in sunny Jamaica, man.
You must put your phone in the sand somewhere and went and jumped in the water because we've been calling your name for about an hour now, man. Since the show began, we've been calling your name. Hey, Harold. Harold, are you there? Harold, cut your phone off. Cut your mic off mute, Harold. Come on, Harold.
Oh, wow, man, this is incredible, man. At least I know somebody missed me. I thought the show started at 8 o'clock, not 7:30.
Hey, Harold, let me ask you a question. Do you got Miss Ma'am over there? Are you over there with Miss Ma'am? Are you trying to get something from Miss Ma'am?
Oh, man, not at this time, man. But I tell you what, man, things have gotten really crazy here, man. Did you get this radio working yet?
Did you say that I get my radio working yet?
Yeah, man, I've been calling you also, man, and you're not answering me, man. I'm freaking out, man.
Well, hey, Harold, check it out. I just bought a radio station the day before you tried to beat you, but you're
not coming through right now, man.
I got you, man. Hey, I just bought a radio station, what was it, yesterday or the day before? I just bought a radio station. And I've been loading up music as of last night to it. And I think in another 2 to 3 days, I have it loaded up with music. So I think I'm live now. I really don't even know what's going on. But, I haven't started promoting anything yet, and I'm not going to start promoting anything until I get it actually set up the right way. But if you guys want to get on the radio right now, like your song, Marcellus, I'm going to load it up on my station. And, Greg, I'm going to load your stuff on my radio station also. Everybody that sends me music, if your music's hot, I'm going to load up to the radio station. Doesn't matter if you got the fan in it or not. I think I'm going to go get BDS fans for it also eventually. So if you want to get BDS fans on my radio station, I don't care about the cursing and stuff. We're going to get BDS fans so everybody can get paid every 3 months. Mr. Marcellus, what do you plan on doing in the future, my brother?
Well, I can hear you one more time.
I said, what do you plan on doing in the future, like your future endeavors? What do you plan on getting into?
Oh, man, the future, man. Right now we're working on a tour right now. And
did you say you're working on a tour?
Yes, sir. Well, Platinum Live Entertainment.
What's the name of the tour? What's the name of it? What's the name of the tour?
Well, that's like we haven't came up with a name yet. That's the only thing. That's what we're having these meetings for now.
Okay.
It's me and my manager, and we're talking with a couple of people just trying to get everything together. So hopefully by the middle of July, we have something together.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question, man. You're trying to go on tour. Which states are you trying to hit?
I at least want to hit 15 states, man. I say Washington, D.C.,
I know my manager has you coming here, man. That'd be far out, man. But here's my question to you, man, and this is like so important and crucial, man. How are you going to service all your fans while you're going to all these different states, man? Have you ever thought about that?
how I service all my fans?
No, how are you going to service them, man? Like, you know, how are they going to, like, keep in touch with you, man? How are they going to be able to see your shows, man, and, you know, keep in touch with you besides Twitter and Facebook, man?
That's a good thing, man. Right now, that's all I have is Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud. As I was telling Black, Amazon and iTunes is going to be able to, I mean, we're going to put the songs on there by the end of February, but.
Nice.
Well, yeah,
here's what I want to tell you, man, is we got the whole Rents to Pay pay-per-view, man, and we can bring it on tour with you, man. So say that you're over here in Washington, D.C., and your fans want to check you out, man. They can actually get on pay-per-view and watch your show live, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Now you
do, man. A lot of people know about it, but. Hey, Harold, why don't you do this? Hey, Harold, why don't you take a second and explain to them about the pay-per-view stuff we're going to be doing this year so they'll know what's up.
Well, here's what's going on, man. My manager, DC Music, man, with DC Productions out of Washington, D.C., man, he's holding things down with this. Him and DJ Black Caesar with this whole Rents Do Pay Me pay-per-view, man. So they're actually going to be taking celebrities, having them come into the hometowns and where all these shows are at, put some artists on the platform with these national celebrities, and they're going to go ahead and get the cameras rolling, man. So it's like pay-per-view from the hotel room where the celebrity is to where they pick up the artists in these party buses, and then they're going to take it to the private locations, man, where they're actually going to have a pay-per-view show, man. So, like, all your fans will be able to tune in and check you out, man, if you're interested in this.
I'm very interested in that.
Yeah. That's for everybody out there listening right now, everybody on the radio, everybody out there on the internet listening in, all you guys, all you promoters, all you DJs, for everybody that's interested, we have the pay-per-view thing we're doing right now, and that is going to be for all of you guys. Whoever has money to play around with us, then, hey, you know what? You can have a pay-per-view in your area, your town, your city, your country, whatever you want to do, because we're going to be going to other countries also. Me and DC the Music Man and Harold the Hippie, we're going to be going to different countries and stuff, different cities and stuff. We're going to be in Hollywood, California, with Hollywood up there. We're going to be in California with Hollywood, California. I mean, we're going to be in Hollywood with Hollywood, California. What's Hollywood's name? John Hollywood. John Hollywood.
John Hollywood, man. He's out of Hollywood, Florida, man. But we got some connections also, man. Hollywood, California, man. But, yeah, man, this is like a new thing that's coming to your neighborhood, man. So that way they don't have to contact you on Twitter or check you out on Facebook. They go ahead and check you out on pay-per-view TV, Rents Do Pay Me TV, man. This is what's going on, man. This is a new wave.
Hey, Harold, you should be the spokesmodel for Rents Do Pay Me promos, man, because you got it going on, dude. That was very professional.
Yeah, Caesar, I would love to, man, but it's like, you know, I got to take a smoke break every few minutes, man. I can't remember everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Well, Caesar, like I told you, man, I'm here in sunny Jamaica right now, man. I'm just waiting for these two dreads to come back, man. I gave them a little bit of money, man. They're going to get me some special cigarettes from the store, man. And, you know, in about 20 minutes, I'm not going to be able to even talk.
Wow. Okay, Errol, I got you, man. Hey,
man.
You notice I don't drink the margaritas on Wednesday anymore, man. So I just chill out. I'm drinking fine tea now. I'm thinking about you, man, because you need to be
Caesar, man, one thing I wanted to tell you, it's okay to drink a margarita, man, but you were swimming in them, man.
Oh, wow.
That's not normal, man. That's like crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing I wanted to tell you, man, I've been really getting into this old Cheech and Chong thing, man. Cheech and Chong have this new animated cartoon, man. You got to check it out, man. It, like, really sets me over, man, when I'm watching this, when I come home from a hard day of doing nothing, man. Actually, I don't even have a job, but, you know, I like to come home and watch this stuff, man, but One thing I wanted to say, man, to our guest, man, is I'm like, you know, I'm really excited about having him on the show. I heard a lot about him, and he can sing, but guess what, man? I want to hear him sing a cappella, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man, because I'm sitting here like, but here's what I'm saying, man. You know, a lot of musicians, man, they say, hey, man, I can do this, I can do that, you know, and they put their producer, they put their music together, man, and this and that. But I got a request, man. Do you know any Boyz II Men?
Yeah, I know a couple of Boyz II Men.
No, I'm talking the group, man. I don't mean your little friends from the neighborhood, man. I mean, like, the group.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Let me
hear some from a cappella, man. You know, because I want to see what you got, man.
All right, hear some a cappella. Let me see. Which one?
Yeah, which one? Man.
Okay, let me see. I mean, do you have a request for a song? I might know.
All right, let's do End of the Road, man. Do you sing?
All right. Let me know if you can hear me.
Oh, through the interval, till I can't let you go. It's unnatural. I'll belong to you. You belong to me.
I sound like I'm cutting out, but can you hear?
Yeah, man,
yes,
that was
sir,
nice,
yes,
man.
I
salute you to that one, man. I just can't play it too much, man, because then you'll start taking away my girlfriends, man.
Oh, man.
Wow. Hey, he's not lying.
Yeah,
man.
He's
not lying. His girlfriends are easy to be taken, man. If you got scenes like that, they're easy to be taken.
Yeah, man. Caesar, my newest one, man. She's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah?
73 years old, man.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you can't copy off of me, man. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, man. Hey, man, this is, like, real, man. She takes care of me, man.
Wow. Wow. Hey,
yeah,
hey,
man.
Hold on, guys. Let's take a couple of phone calls. I got people out there going crazy right now. We got a phone call from 202. Go ahead and talk right now. If you got your mic on, your mic's been cut on for a while.
I do. I was afraid to jump in on the man party. Y'all
no,
were having so much fun.
Who is that? That's not Cena Love. Who is that?
No, this is Nicole Lester.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing, Lester?
I am doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing
all
lovely.
Right.
Thank
good.
You, man. Hey, Harold, speak to Nicole. This is Nicole, Harold. I mean, Harold, Nicole is a PR worker.
Nice. What's happening, Nicole?
Hey, Harold, and guess who she's a PR worker for, man? Guess who she's a PR worker for?
Oh, man, you at DC Music, man. What's wrong, man?
Hey, you not listening to me? I said, guess who that PR worker works for?
Who, man? I don't know, man.
He works for Mikey J, our favorite guy.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I've heard a lot about him, man. I've never had the pleasure of talking to him, though, man.
Man, Mikey J was just on the show last week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, man, but I was like partying and stuff, man. You know how I get down.
Wow, wow, wow. Nicole, how you doing, darling? You doing all right?
I am. I'm freezing in D.C. right now, but I'm good.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Not like Harold on the beach in the sun.
Hey, Nicole, I'll send you a postcard if you want, honey.
No, don't make me jealous, but... save me some space. I'll be out there for the Oscars in a little bit, so I'll see you soon.
Oh, wow, man. I'm loving the vibe, man. Absolutely.
Hey, Nicole, what do you got going on? What do you got going on right now, Nicole? What are you working on over there? What kind of projects
always,
are you guys doing right now?
Always something going on. But I can tell you we're working more with some film projects now, and we got
okay.
A couple of events coming where there's an actual tour you know, it's movie and music tour kind of thing. So we have Forsaken All Others that's coming up with Mikey J, of course, and Kevin Breslin. He's actually the director, and he's going to kind of talk about his adaptation of his father's book, which is Forsaken All Others, and it's a Pulitzer Prize winner. So it's going to be a fantastic evening just to kind of pick his brain, because he's created, I mean, he's directed several films. I mean, just so many, and he's just, you know, won awards and everything like that. So it's cool. So we're working on some of that and, you know, doing some casting calls and some auditions to pick up some more great talent, you know. We're highlighting independent talent always, of course.
Cool.
Working with some more independent talent on my own radio show, which is called The Industry. So, yeah, definitely y'all need to take a peek at us on Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. We're on Blog Talk as well.
Oh, okay, cool. Can you give us your URL to where it's at? Because I don't know. So can you tell us?
Yeah, I can. I will tell you. Yeah, it's welcometotheindustry.info. It's on Blog Talk. And it's industry without an I. It's in industry.
Okay, I get it. Hey, Nicole, if you don't mind, can you send it to me on Facebook? Just send me the link on Facebook in my chat box, and then I'll send it over to Harold.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, Nicole, what I was going to say, if you guys are looking for any good-looking hippies, I'm your man.
Harold, you have to have some talent, not just be good-looking, you know. You got to be doing something. So what are you doing? Are you modeling?
Hey.
Are you acting? Are you singing?
Wow, I tell you what, I got a lot of talent, but I can't talk about it on the air.
Okay, can I tell you what your talent is? Hey, Harold, can I tell
you
what your talent is?
I know what you're going to say, Caesar, but it's legal in Colorado and Washington State, man. And yes, that is my talent.
I guess I won't say it.
Yeah, I didn't want to come out and say it, but yeah, I'm actually the king of those two places.
Yeah. Harold is a fool. Anyway, guys, Nicole Lester out there doing it real big. Nicole, where are you located? Are you in Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C., yep.
Cool. Hey, you're up there by D.C. the Music Man. That's where he lives. Where he lives at. Harold, what does D.C. live at, Harold?
Oh, man, he's all DMV, man. That's D.C. Productions, man. They're right there in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, man. That's how they get
down.
Man. I mean, yeah, you guys got to link up, man. If she can send her logo to you and the link for the radio station, man, I'd love for them to network because he can definitely you know, do some things, man.
Hey,
very good.
Nicole,
I'll do exactly that. I'll send it over.
Hey, Nicole, did you hear about the pay-per-view thing me and Harold are going to be working on?
No, tell me about that.
Okay, Harold, you want to tell her about it? You want me to tell her about it? You want to tell her about it?
Yeah, well, one thing, man, I just wanted to clear it up. I'm not going to be working with you on it, man, but thank you, man. Actually, my boss, DC Productions, DC Music Man, is going to be doing it with him, man. But I would love to, man, Caesar, if you guys can pay me, man. But, yeah, man, they actually opened up some new doors for all the artists in the area and all the shows. They're actually going to be, you know, doing it big with this pay-per-view thing. Every show that they're going to throw and people want to throw, what we're doing is we're bringing out celebrities to the shows. We're actually going to start the show off as a pay-per-view, picking the celebrity up at the hotel room and start it from a bus standpoint. And then we're going to go ahead and take them to the private locations or the nightclub and do the pay-per-view event with the artist performing the whole night. Because a lot of times what happens is that, you know, a lot of these artists, they leave all their fans at home, and the fans have no way of going on tour with them. You know, what we like to do is make every event while these artists are on tour or whatever, a pay-per-view event so they can keep in contact with their fans all the time. And we're doing this through Rescue Pay Me TV Promotions. So this is something really big that we're doing. And, you know, Nicole, I think it would be a blessing to have, you know, your whole team involved with the pay-per-view that we got going on.
Yeah, Nicole, most definitely.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah, let's talk more about it. I mean, sounds good. It's kind of like you're live streaming or I guess it's
right.
More like a reality show, right? You're kind of following the artist.
Right.
And it's
yes,
live, right? Okay.
Right, right.
Yeah, I like it.
So yeah, yeah, it's a good idea, man. The guy has a good concept that we've been talking to. His name is Scott. What's Scott's last name, Harold? Do you know Scott's last name?
Man, I don't even know the guy you're talking about, man. You have to get with my manager, Caesar. You're not drinking margaritas, are you?
No, not really, Harold. I just thought maybe you would know since you're in D.C. or it's your manager, and I thought maybe D.C.
I'm cool with him, man, but he's trying to send me to N.A., man, and I got to stay away from him, man.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. Okay, well, basically, Mr. Lester, we'll keep you informed what's going on. The next meeting we have, we'll call you up and include you with it so you'll understand the concept behind what we're doing and the money structure is going to be in there also, because there's going to be a lot of money to be made for all the people involved. So I would love for you to be involved with us on that.
All right, just let me know. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Cool. Okay, Marcellus. Marcellus, here's the part of the show where we're getting ready to play your song. I want you to come and give everybody your social networks, where you're located, where they can find you at online. Give them everything, sir, if you can. Don't come up with no Google search, because if you do that, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't mean to do that. I want to do more.
Yes, sir. All right, everyone can find me on Facebook as Marcellus the Singer, or even Marcellus Clay, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A-S. Last name is Clay, C-L-A-Y. A lot of people get confused with the U-S and A-S. Same thing with Twitter. It's Clay Marcellus, last name first and first name last. And that's for Twitter. And SoundCloud is going to be Marcellus the Singer, or even Marcellus Clay. It's
ooh,
a bunch of different ways. Huh? Oh, sorry.
Hey, man, it's all right, man. My brother's on the phone, man. He finally came home, man. Jared, you there?
Yeah, man. I was just getting freaked out for a minute. He's saying first name last and all that other stuff, man.
Wow, man. Jared, it's crazy, man. Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, I have a different. I have to change it, but, I mean, that's the best way for me on Twitter. It's Clay Marcellus.
Yeah, man.
Marcellus. Yeah, man, this is my brother Gerald, the junkie on the phone, man. He always wakes up a little late, man, but he's usually here like around, oh, man, he's actually early tonight, man. Gerald, what's going on, man? You're here early.
Yeah, man, my alarm clock, man. Went off.
But last
night,
but not least, man, you can go to YouTube and play some Marcellus Clay. That's where you find all my music videos and my songs at.
Hey, Marcellus.
What kind of music? What kind of music is it, man?
Man, I do R&B and pop and hip-hop. All three genres.
Sing us something, man. Sing something for me, man.
Sing something. All right. I have a hit single called Heartless.
Man, that's Kanye West, man. What are you talking about? That's Kanye West, man. I know my music.
Oh, no. My story of Heartless, man, comes from I was once married, and I went through a lot in my relationship, man. So I wrote this song of what I went through in my marriage, basically, through my ex-wife. And
Okay, man, I got you.
Right, so.
I'm walking in the dark. Where have you been? I remember when you walked out. You told me that you didn't want to do this anymore. I cried when you left me all alone. Sitting here thinking, how could I do her wrong? And I'm sorry for the things I said. And I'm sorry for the things I did. I can't take it back. Don't want to do no more. I can be the man you wanted me to be. Please don't walk away from me. Yeah. I'm all alone. Oh.
So, sorry about that.
Yeah, that was good, man.
Wow.
You get prop, hey, man. For real,
my man is
prop,
on
man,
top
man.
Of it, man.
Hey, you get prop to me, man. That's a real artist when you put them on the spot like that and they can flow like that, man.
Hey, dude.
Yes,
hey, Gerald, check it out, man. Hey, dude, you always late in the show. I was almost getting ready to curse you out, man. But dude came on and sung that song and saved your ass, man.
Hey, man. Hey, look, I'm telling you straight up, man, for me, from man to man, when you tell somebody on the spot and they break it down like that and it sounds good, you get mad love from
yeah.
jail, baby.
Appreciate
that's
that.
That's nice, man. You get love, man. That's
yeah,
nice,
appreciate
man.
That.
That's
and
that,
I
hey,
just,
to me,
I,
that's an artist right there. When they
you
can do
see
that.
It, Marcellus. I just put my head to you, brother, because that one was good, man. You're on top of it.
Hey, Marcellus, man, what I was going to tell you, man, I'm sorry to hear about your breakup thing. And, you know, a lot of people, man, they're like, it's cheaper to keep her. You know what I say, man? It's cheaper to push her ass in front of a bus when she least expects it.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
man,
okay,
that's real talk, man.
Yeah, baby, that's why you're single,
oh,
man.
We ain't trying to kill nobody tonight, Harold. We ain't trying to do that tonight.
That's why my brother's single. He keeps pushing them all in front of buses, man.
Wow, man.
Hey,
you and Caesar like putting me on the spot, man. Hey, Marcellus, man, do you have any hard copies of your CD that maybe you want to send to my manager, man? They have a store at one of their locations, man. They're going to be selling CDs and merchandise from the artist, man, so you can make some profit, man. And if you want to put your CDs in the display case, man, give us a shout-out, man. Get a DJ Black Caesar, man.
Oh, I sure will, most definitely. It's going to be dropping on the 14th of Valentine's Day of February. So most
nice,
definitely,
man. Yeah, man. Anything you got there, it's got to look professional, man. It can't just be a CD with your name scribbled on the front of it, man. You know what I mean? But,
it's
definitely.
It's 100% professional. Yeah, it's 100% professional. I mean, you got the back and front with pictures. I wish I could send you guys something to show you guys. But, I mean, it's 100%
man.
Professional.
That's what I'm looking for, man. I had Bicycle Tony, man. He sent me a CD, and it was all melted and stuff, man, like it was sitting in the dashboard of his car or something, man.
No, I can do that for you.
Hey,
that's
man.
What's up, man.
Hey, nope, for real, man, you know, I really like the fact that he did that because, you know, some of these other artists that have been on here, when I tell them can they freestyle or do something, they get all frozen, man. This dude broke it down, and I appreciate that.
I've been doing it for a long time, man.
You guys slow down for a minute because Marcellus doesn't have a lot of time, and I would like to play one of his songs right now. We got one song, and Marcellus, you know what? I think the song is – I think it's because it's like a video. Linda sent me a video on you, man, and it's something like I've never seen before. It's a song – It's a song, but it opens up. When you open it up, it's like a video on the song, man. What is that?
Oh, man. I should have sent it to you. Well, she has. We both have something different, but I should have been the one that sent it to you, though, because I don't know what she sent to you.
well, she sent me
I don't have a clue.
It's pretty nice, man. Whatever it is, it's pretty nice, man. It's something that I've never seen. I've seen it a couple times. I've seen the guys that sent it to me, and then I always get back with them in time enough to get something else. But I can't really play this. Let me see if we can play a little of it, man. I think because it's saying 2 seconds. I think that's what it is, 2 seconds. But if I can't play
put
it
in
here,
put in the PS4, man. Put in the PS4. It'll work.
Yeah, it'll work on my sound system also. Just hold on for a second, guys. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Hey, man. I probably told me.
Hey, Marcellus, can you give me a world premiere for it, Marcellus? Anyway, just make sure if it does work, just give me a world premiere.
Yes, sir. This is the boy Marcellus Clay, new hot single called Abandon, featuring on DJ Black Caesar's Radio, baby.
That's what's up. Actually, guys, it's DJ Black Caesar's friend.
Yeah, man. Hey, thanks, Marcellus.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Caesar, man, smack that boombox.
See what I was seeing, but this dude is incredible, man. I was watching like a mini video of pictures with him on a MP3. It says it's an MP3, but I'm watching something. It opened up like a camera, and it was like you were on there, man. You were like, you had some pictures on there, some still pictures on there, but you had the camera working so professionally that the pictures were going in and out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Have you seen that video?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, brother. Have you seen that video?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why you act like you never seen it when I asked you before, man? I said, man, you got something here that says it's an MP3, but it's opened up like a mini movie.
Oh, no.
You were like,
duh.
Hey, man, I just sent you something in the mail, man.
Hey,
what'd you say?
You guys hear the song. Could you hear that song, Marcellus?
You said, can I hear it?
Yeah, could you guys hear the song that I just got to be playing?
Not too good, but yes, sir, we could. I could. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yeah, I didn't hear anything, man.
Okay. Hey, Harold, you don't count.
Hey,
man.
I
got to
be honest, man. I like
the
better live, man. I like the way he sounded better live, man.
Yeah. I'm glad he did that, too, because we have nothing to stand up on, but you know what I do, dude, and I'm trying to get at you, man. You got a lot of good stuff on there, bro.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, and I promise you this, the song called Heartless, man, it's going to be the number one song in America. I promise you this. Give me at least a month.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and I'm going to have a music video for it in the end of February, man. It's going to be something no one has ever seen an independent artist, unsigned artist do. I promise you this.
Right.
So you guys right. Want to look out.
Hey, brother, I don't want to hear about it. I want to be part of it. I want to basically be on your team to help you out with this project you're talking about right now. Whatever hottest song you got, that's the song I want to promote, man. So you need to get me the hottest track you got. And, hold on, I see somebody tuning in right now. Let me cut her mic off right now. If I do it right now, it might open up in the next 20 minutes. Okay, I want to be part of this, man, because I can see you being the next big thing out there. And I make stars, brother, so I want to make you a star and get you out there and put you in this, your high chair, your booster chair, so you can sit there and rule the world, brother, from the booster chair.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate
we're gonna
that.
We're going to get you there. We're D.C., the
yes,
music
sir.
Man in Washington, D.C., we're going to help you out, man. Most definitely. I'm going to talk to Linda about you, brother. You can believe that.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate all y'all support, too. That's true love.
Yeah, brother. We got a lot going on. Anyway, hey, can you get your social networks out to everybody real quick, man? Or maybe, you know, if you could, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, stuff like that.
Oh, most definitely. At Facebook, type in Marcellus the Singer. Twitter, type in Clay Marcellus. And then Instagram, just type in Marcellus Clay. And same thing for SoundCloud. And I think that's it, right?
You got YouTube
also. Make sure when you guys search me on YouTube, type in MarcellusCLLAS, and then Clay, C-L-A-Y. So Marcellus Clay for my YouTube channel.
Cool. Hey, I see a 702 number. I think I know what that is. It's 702. What's up, lady?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Stacy Darlene. Hey, that's Stacy Darlene, the chief editor of A&R Magazine. How you doing, Stacy?
Oh, wow.
Hello, how you doing?
Wow.
Harold?
Gerald,
you there?
Nobody has time to say. Harold and Gerald, you guys
have
time
to
say.
Then they get mad when they don't say hi.
I am high. What do you mean?
Yeah,
you guys
yeah,
catch me.
Supposed to be the
fucker. Yeah, man.
Must be pretty hot.
Stacy, I got Marcellus on the phone. That's the guy that's talking right now. We also got Greg on the phone, man. Greg M on the phone. You're going to be talking to him. You're going to be interviewing him in just a minute.
Nice. Right. Hey, Marcellus, I really like your music. Your voice is really soulful. I like that. That's good. He's a hot artist, man. Stacy, if you really like his music,
why don't you play one of his hit songs on your Sunday night slow jams?
Oh, that's nice. There you go. Good idea.
That would be awesome.
Hey, Marcellus, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, this is Gerald, man. I was just on YouTube, and I just tried to put your name in, and Cassius Clay popped up, man. How'd I do it again?
Yeah, just type in
Cassius Clay.
Whatever you put in the search, just make sure you put MarcellusCLLAS instead of U.S.
Okay, that's what it is, man. Started seeing all these boxing clips. I was like, damn, this dude's a boxer also? What the hell?
Oh, wow. Leave it to Gerald and Harold. They'll give you a new profession, brother. They're good at that.
I think I got it now, man. Is it a video called Torn Apart, right?
Yeah, Torn Apart. Yes, sir.
All right, got you. You're right above Cassius Clay on this one, man.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
I was going to say, man, you're a hell of a boxer, dude. I just watched a video of you knocking some dude out, man. Some black and white,
though. Hey, guys. Hey, I got to let Marcellus get out of here. I got to get my boy up here right now, man. Y'all killing me. Marcellus, it was great having you on the show tonight, man. We appreciate you showing up. If you want to stand by and just sit back and relax and listen to my other guy talk, man, that'll be fine because he's one hell of an artist coming out right now, speaking three languages, singing three languages. I don't know if he can speak it or not, but he's singing it. He's singing Portuguese. I'm gonna let him introduce himself and let him tell you about his music, guys. So here he comes right now. Oh, Greg. Where you at, Greg?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, Greg? Hey, Greg, can you tell everybody your first, last name, brother?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. I think Stacy was trying to say something. Can you tell everybody your first and last name yourself? Because it sounds so much better.
Yeah, absolutely, man. My name is Greg Machado. It is my stage name and also my birth given name. My parents originate from Brazil. I was born here in the U.S., and because of that, I learned how to speak Portuguese inside the house, and I was raised in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood in Queens, New York, Flushing,
okay,
to be exact. And so that comes the reason why I also speak Spanish as well. Growing up in my neighborhood and speaking to family, parents, that's how the whole three languages came about and how they've heavily been in my life, like for my entire life. So, yep, that's it.
Wow. Sounds like you got a fantastic story. We're about to hear about it right now. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, so I'm Greg Machado, ladies and gentlemen, once again. I want to first and foremost thank DJ Black Caesar for the opportunity to be on here with you guys. Gerald, everybody else on the listening in to you guys, sounds like a lot of fun. And I actually started music, singing songs and at the age of 7. And I didn't really start doing this professionally till about 2 years ago when I met up with Sheila Atkins, who's now the CEO and my manager at Too Hot Entertainment. And ever since, we've just been building the brand around who is Greg Machado and what I have to bring to the table. So basically, I'm this trilingual artist, who sings in Spanish, who sings in Portuguese, and who sings in English. But, more so than just singing in these languages, I write music and I compose music, for people to be able to relate to, for people to be able to connect to, and not even
right.
just, if you're an American person, it doesn't mean that you can't listen to my Spanish stuff. It doesn't mean that you can't listen
right,
to
right.
the Portuguese stuff, because they really
right.
all coincide with each other. So I think that that's the coolest part about the artist that I am. So, yeah.
You are good, man. You are good, and you do speak the languages very fluent, too, because I've checked out your song in Portuguese, the video. You got a song that you did, and I thought it was fantastic, man. I gave you a standing ovation even though I was the only person in the room. So I still stood up and said, hey, that's right there. Good. I need to talk to him and see what they got going on. She back and at me, man, and she took care of you, man. And now I'm promoting you, and you're like a fantastic artist. And we got some things planned this year. DC, the music man, told me to let you know that he's checked your music out. He really likes your music. And we have a nightclub up in Washington, D.C. right now, what he does, but he says it's all of ours. But anyway, my man's making moves up there. D.C., the music man's making moves up towards Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland area. He's really doing a good thing for you artists, independent artists out there. He's making an avenue where you artists will have a place to shine. And basically what he wants you to do is to shine. We get these pay-per-views going on right now like we're going to do this year right here, and you're going to be part of that, Mr. Machado. I'm just letting you know right now. We're going to hook you up, brother. But I say in the I don't know about the first quarter, but the second quarter, I will be damned if we don't have you as a star by then. I give it at least to the second quarter, you being a major star with Sheila Atkins, DJ Black Caesar, and DC the Super Jackers. And Gerald. Gerald's going to work.
Gerald, man.
helps me promoting everything he sees me promote. And I just want to put you in there too, Gerald, because you deserve it, man. You do a lot on the show. You're probably one of the funniest. You're like the funniest guy to me. You're like a real funny dude, brother. And you're just a new dude, man. That's the thing. You're a great guy, Harold. And Gerald.
Don't forget good looking, man. Gerald, man, I'm good looking too.
Yeah, I got you, Gerald. I got you. I know you're good looking too. So, and
hey, Greg.
You know, Harold,
hey, Greg. I got a question for Greg Machado, right? That's how it's pronounced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your song is "Night to Remember." Is that one of your songs?
Yeah, that is one of my songs. Yep.
In the video, man, is that your car, man?
Nah, it's actually not my car, man. But I really wish it was my car, to be honest, though.
I was gonna try to see if we could go cruising, man, because I really like that car. I was gonna say, man, come up here to DMV, man, and I'll take you around when it's warm out with the top down on that joint.
Yeah, man, I actually wish it was my car, man. But if we ever do get up, though, Gerald, man, you got my word. We'll get one of those bad boys and we'll still cruise the town, on, man.
Hey,
right,
look,
when you
blow up, man, when you blow up, you get one for you and I get one for me, and we'll just cruise next to each other because the rest of the car will be filled with women.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, Stacey Darlene, are you there, baby?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
Stacey, you'll be in the
part of the show since you showed up at the last half. Guess what? You're the special person right now. So this is Stacey Darlene's show. Stacey Darlene, take it away. He's all yours.
Thanks, Steve. How you doing? Are we there, Mr. Machado?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you doing, Stacey?
Okay. I feel the energy tonight, guys. You guys are just, you know, I feel it. Okay. I have a question for you. Regarding just something about your style, regarding modern day R&B, contemporary R&B, traditional, are there any artists that you like that you're more probably into than something else that you might kind of model yourself after, if anything?
Hey, can I answer that question? I guarantee you, Greg Machado likes Prince.
I was about to say that, man.
Wow, man, I was going to say Usher, man, Usher.
Yeah, man,
but I'll say Prince.
I definitely agree with both answers that came out. You know, I really do like Prince a lot. I do like Usher. I would have to say, you know, given the fact that, you know, I do have a diversified style with the language and stuff like that, there are like a series of artists that I would assume that a lot of the American public don't really have just connected to because of the fact that, you know, there are in other countries and stuff like that. But Usher has definitely been like a very, very big influence in like how I molded my R&B sound, and you know, and Prince I've just always looked up to my whole life because of the fact that you know, this guy could just get behind any instrument and really kill it, you know?
Right.
And
right.
Aside from that, like his stage presence and his stage show is like phenomenal, you know. So those
right.
two have definitely always been huge for me, you know. So yeah.
Hey, Gerald, thanks a lot, Gerald. We hit it on the head, Gerald.
Yeah, man.
You guys sure did.
Hey, man. Hey, Machado, how old are you, man?
I'm actually 24.
Wow, man. Because, like, man,
wow.
1999, when that album came out, man, I didn't even think you were born, man.
Billy, beloved. We are going here today.
Nice,
yeah.
Man. Have you ever been to a Prince concert, man?
Yeah, man.
I've actually never had the pleasure to attend a concert, but believe me, man, I've watched Prince live, like, you know, just live shows that he's put on, and you know, just all like on YouTube and stuff like that. James Brown. You know, like, I really look at a lot of the authentic live performances of back in the day because, you know, before all of this other stuff was all of the shenanigans with the pyro and the you know, everything to make the show look actually beautiful, but the talent be kind of mediocre. You know, I really enjoyed the fact that people would faint at shows because of the actual talent be so up to par to the point where people just can't stand it no more. It's like, I can't believe that this person could just, in the 15 seconds of the show, just explode and bust out into a split right after a spin. And you know, it was just something, to me, that really is like the biggest essence of live performance. Is like the biggest essence of taking your artistry and being able to make people feel something from it. So that's
and Prince, really did, that. Prince did all that without ass cheeks on his pants too, man. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Would you say that your music is more traditional?
I wouldn't really say it's traditional, to be honest. You know, I'm actually at a point right now where my generation of musicians and artists, you know, songwriters are really in a point of I would say just becoming more and more diversified, you know, and bringing people different subject matters, bringing people different ways to view, you know, the craft and how to mold R&B to touch different subject matters that haven't been touched. You know, I think the most amazing thing about music as it is today in the 21st century is that people are looking at individuality as such a big stance to have, you know, and something to really promote and really, you know, just make people aware of that it's so much better if you can put together art and demonstrate art to the world that's really yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say it's traditional only for the simple fact that it's not anything that's really been seen before, been done before. But, you know, I do take different little aspects of successful acts, and I do apply it to what I do, so I will say.
Hey, Machado. Yo, Machado. I looked at a couple of your videos, man. I want to say that they got really good production value, man. They're really clean and clear looking, and they did a good job on it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I got to give a big shout-out to my man Joe Cavallini, bro, because that's he's my right-hand man as far as the visuals are concerned. And, you know, he's been there since day one, you know, just helping myself, Sheila, with putting together just, you know, a beautiful, aesthetically pleasing project on the visual side, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a team effort, man, and I'm proud of every single one of my guys to be able to just portray the brand the way it has been.
Yeah, they look very professional, man. I'm really, really digging it, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Do you remember the first time you performed on stage?
The first time I ever performed on a stage in front of the public, I think I was 7 years old, to be honest. Like Marcellus.
Wow.
Like Marcellus, I started in the church. But, you know, it was something sort of surreal to me because I actually started singing in church, but the reason why I started singing was because I actually saw Tevin Campbell singing to Lisa on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show. And, you know, she faints after he sings her happy birthday, and I just remember watching that and feeling like, damn, I want to be able to do what Tevin is doing, you know. I want to be able to make girls faint and have that type of captivating energy too, you know. So that was like one of my biggest influences as a young kid. And, you know, just seeing that, I just started developing my singing voice, you know. And here I am today, you know. It's something I just kept growing passionate about, and I stuck to it.
If you ever need any pointers on making women faint, man, ask my brother Harold, man, because he makes all the women faint, man. I don't know if it's the breath or what, but they faint immediately when he starts talking.
I'm listening to this radio show. These guys are tripping.
Oh, wow. This dude's crazy, man.
I don't know, it's not a prank call, but it's like a blog talk radio show. It's kind of like an entertainment kind.
Wow, we put professionals on here, sweetie. We put nothing but professional artists on here. I'm actually famous in 52 different states.
Dude, I'm real. Hey, I'm big over in Jamaica. You go to Jamaica, tell them you know Gerald, and you get the first class treatment, man.
Yeah, I
get. Wow.
Ask for my boy Gary. Just ask for my boy Gary.
So.
Yeah, Greg Machado, man, I wanted to tell you, man, I actually checked your video out, man, through DJ Black Caesar on his page, man, and I actually told my manager, man, and this is a hard cat to get in touch with, man, but I was like, you know, for all it's worth, man, check this guy out, man, and my manager was like, yo, man, we got to book this guy here in D.C. quick. You know, this you're hot, man.
Hey, Greg Machado, check it out, man. I already got it to Sheila Atkins, and I told her we're going to get on the phone with D.C. tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about your career, brother, because D.C. can make some things happen for you, and I'm already making things happen for you. So I'm going to hook you up with another interview tomorrow also. I'm going to hook you up with another show. I don't know which show I'm going to hook you up with. I'm just letting you know I got another interview I'm working on for you tomorrow. So. But DC, when DC's a good guy, man. DC, the music man, his name, real name is Gerald Klein with DC Productions. I'm actually the vice president of A&R up there for DC Productions of his record label. So me and him work hand in hand, man, and we both checked you out. We both think you're a fantastic artist, especially when you were singing three different languages. I was like, wow, man, this guy is something else. And you sound good in all the voices also. So I was checking that out. And you have a lot of talent, my brother. This is not my interview. I don't want to talk anymore to you. I just want to let you know, dude. Salute to you, brother. My head goes. I know you can't see me right now. I just took my head off. My hair is all over my head. And I'm saluting you, brother.
I appreciate it, man. For real. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Machado, man. I'm sorry.
No, Gerald. Go.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if he could do some a cappella like my man did before, the guy before Marcellus did.
Hey, why you got to do it like that? All you got to do is say, hey, sing some a cappella for me. You got to say my man before. You just tell him to sing. If he sing, hey, I don't want him to feel threatened. I want to hear something from him too. So what's up, Greg Machado?
Yeah, man.
What's up, brother?
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I'm going to sing a little song for you guys. I'm assuming y'all going to play Night to Remember, so I won't sing the single, but I will sing a song that I just recently released. It's called I Need, and give y'all a little taste of what I do on the English and the Spanish side. So basically,
cool,
I said,
hell yeah.
Hey, man, hey, hold on 1 second. Hey, Machado, before you sing, man, hold on, man. I gotta tell my old lady to leave the room, man. I don't want her freaking out, man. Hold on. Yeah, you gotta leave the room, man. I got gas. Okay.
Hey,
Machado, we're good now, man.
Hey, when he says old lady, man, he's talking about my grandmother.
Greg, you shout Big Black Caesar out because I'm gonna record this, man. Do you mind shout me out? Give a shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to DJ Black Caesar and friends. This is Greg Machado. Y'all already know what it is.
Excuse me.
Here we go. I said, baby, tu cuerpo me deja loco, intelligent, elegant. You got the game in the chokehold. Damn, I love the way you know the value of your time. Forget about these other dudes, I'm trying to make you mine. Baby, dame tus besos, solo que yo te quiero. I will never let go, you know it's real if I said so. I travel the world for you, for you, for you. Girl, I'm only here to tell you that I need your love, and I need your touch, that I need your love, yeah. to have it, man. That's I need.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know,
my grandma just threw her panties at the phone.
Oh wow, that's deep.
Shout out to
Danny.
Hold on, guys.
Who is that? Walkie talkies. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Would you be quiet for a second? He's on the phone like, what's going on? What's going on? Dude, that was a playback, man. Playback from my recorder.
Yeah, you're going to be selling that on the corner tomorrow for $5 a copy, man. You better give him some money.
No, I'm not. I'm going to take the song when he has when he gets done with it. I'm going to take the song when he gets done with the song, and I'm going to put that on my virtual DJ, and I'm going to blend that in real nice, man, with him giving DJ Black Through the Friends show a shout-out and then singing that song. That's going to be his acapella version, and then it's going to go into the song. Dig.
Big shout out to Gerald for making it happen, having both these guys sing a cappella, man. Smart move, Gerald.
You go, Gerald.
Okay, Stacey, take it away, baby. Don't stop talking, Stacey. You got this your show.
Oh,
what are you doing?
I like listening. Hey, listen. Do you do your own writing?
Yes, I do my own writing. I've been writing since 16, actually, and all my songs that I've done, all my original songs that I've sang, I've written.
What comes first, the lyric or the beat? The lyrics or the beat?
It could be either or. You know, it really just depends on what's happening at a particular session. You know, sometimes I'll take the texture of a beat and, you know, the sounds in it to kind of try to determine the feel for it and, what would sound good on it, you know, and then, or sometimes I could just be, you know, just spurt of inspiration come from like a movie or something or, you know, something going on in a sitcom and then I just like, yo, this would be a crazy song if, you know, someone can put it well, you know, can write a song and put it together nicely, then I would just, you know, start writing right there. And sometimes they start off as poems or, you know, just like little lines here and there and then, you know, put everything together. So my writing really comes sporadically, so I can't really tell you that one comes before the other.
Wow. How do you feel about the current direction of, we'll say R&B, a lot of it is more centered around production and producers and auto-tune and things like that. What's your feelings behind that?
I would say that I like the direction that it's going in for the simple fact that, you know, it's something where I think that a lot of the new producers are trying to use it and utilize a lot of what with like the modern day technologies and stuff like that, and I'm not opposed to it. I just feel like sometimes we don't get the best of it. You know, we just get the stuff that, in my opinion, sometimes is just made really rushed. And you know, and I just think that, you know, there are ways to display even auto-tune. You know, like for example, the band Fun. You know, when they made that song, Tonight We Are Young, I just thought, like, that was one of the best songs, you know, when they released it with Janelle Monáe, and there was, like, a lot of auto-tune on that song, but the way they actually put it in the song made it sound so much, like, the use of it was exactly what, like, they just hit it on the head. So I think that sometimes it really depends on the producer, it depends on the talent and how they're using it, you know what I'm saying? So,
right. Yeah. Right. Out of all your music, do you have a certain favorite song that you've written, and why?
I wrote a song, Hire Me, and I think that up to date, you know what I'm saying, I pick it for you know, only the reason that it's like a metaphoric demonstration of love, and it's basically a guy talking about, you know, like wanting to be hired for a girl. You know, the hook actually goes, hire me, baby, I can work for free. I don't need no compensation, just conversation. Let me know what you need. So, you know, I think that, when I sing it, you know, I really like the song because of the fact that when people hear it, they're like, oh, that's such a clever, you know, concept and this and that. But, and that's like usually the song that I get most, like, feedback for, you know, just the cleverness of it.
Stacy, you okay?
I'm okay. Why are you asking?
Well, because I heard you like panting. It sounded like you were panting after you sung that.
No, I said night, Harold.
Oh,
sir?
Wow.
Harold, was that you? Was that you?
No, this is me. Hey, what, have you been drinking again?
No. I said, are you sure it wasn't the grandmother?
Oh, well, it probably was, man. I'm confused, man. But, yeah, Machado, you rock, man.
No, appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that, Harold.
Hey, Machado, let me ask you a question, man. Have you ever heard of Aventura or Prince Royce?
Yeah, I'm actually a huge fan of Aventura, man. Like Romeo.
What do you think about opening up for them, man? About us trying to push you over to them, man, and maybe open up for them or something, or do a collab?
That'd be.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man. Before you answer that question, first of all, you don't push anything. You don't push anything, Harold. That's your manager that pushes that. All right, get it right.
Well, he knows what I'm talking about, man. Whatever I can do for this guy, man.
You're confusing me.
That's because you're probably drunk again, man, drinking margaritas.
No, I'm not, I told you I don't do that anymore. I don't drink margaritas on the air anymore.
Well, the last show you weren't drinking them, you were swimming in it.
Well, I don't swim in it. I don't swim in it anymore, Harold. I don't do anything anymore on the air. Dealing with any alcohol, any kind of, like you guys be smoking a ganja on the radio, that's real silly, man. I don't do that anymore. I stopped doing
I agree, man. Stacy, you need to calm down just because you're close to Colorado, man.
What? Close to Colorado? Harold, how many brownies did you have today?
12.
You counted. Good. That's a good one. You and your special brownie.
Hey, DJ Black Caesar, man, do you have any of his music you can play or no?
Yeah, I do. Y'all want to hear some? Let me go through it right now.
That would be a good time, please.
Okay, Greg Machado, tell me about a song called Secret Treasures.
Yeah, man, Secret Treasures is a song that was produced by C-Note Banga from the Banga Boys Music Group out in Brownsville, Brooklyn. And it's a song that I wrote, you know, just basically talking about, you know, secret treasures, you know, and it's finding out the secret treasures in life. And I'm talking to a girl about it, and I'm trying to show it to her. So once you guys listen to it, once you listen to it, man, you'll get the gist of where I'm going with it. But, yeah, it is what it is, man. This is Greg Machado, and this is Secret Treasures.
Okay, why don't you introduce that song for us, Greg?
Yeah. Yo, this is Greg Machado, and you're now about to listen to one of my brand-new hit singles, Secret Treasures, and this is DJ Black Caesar and Friends. You dig?
Yep. Excellent. I'm waiting for stuff to load up. I pushed the button about 20 minutes ago. It's still spinning. I guess it's going to load up any minute now while I'm talking. I'm trying to talk it out, so when it starts up, the show will sound very professional, but seems like it don't want to start up. Seems like it's just going to play hooky on me, keep running around the track, and keep bibbing and bobbing. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, guys, Check out the DJ Black Caesar Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. We're right here making it happen with Stacey Darlene, Harold the Hippie, and Gerald the Junkie. And used to be Willie the Redneck and Miss Ma'am, but they've been on vacation, so I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, hopefully they might come back. If they don't, hey, you know what? I got a good show anyway with Harold and Stacey and Gerald. So you guys be here or be there. You don't have to be here. You can be there. Be anywhere. Okay, guys, we're going to see if this song will start up right now. I pushed it like a long time ago. Really working. I don't know what I got wrong with my computer. I got some kind of bug in there right now, some kind of spider or whatever it is, a virus, and it's attacking my videos, attacking my sound system, attacking my audio, attacking my computer, period.
So, well, while you're trying to load that, I have a question.
Okay, cool.
You speak three different...
I hope it doesn't start up before you... Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, if it does,
I hope the song doesn't start up. Okay.
You speak three different languages?
Yes, ma'am.
You're fluent in all three, or is it like a Selena-type thing where you only sing in that language?
No, I'm fluent in all three languages. I conduct
the interview. Damn, Stacey, you're not hearing the man. He said he's fluent in it. That means he can speak all languages.
Hey, man, pump your brakes, Caesar.
But what I'd like to know is do you ever, because they're so closely related, the type of languages, there's like a lot of similarities. Do you ever confuse the two?
Are there
three?
Baby girl, shake your body. Invade the dance floor, don't hurt nobody. You can do that, my could do the hottie. I'ma spark up the haze and you can take some shots. But the way you're moving next to me feels like you want some ecstasy. You gon' be the shorty next to see. The reason why these ladies wanna get the best of me. So, how we gon' do it tonight, right? How we gon' celebrate life, like take a couple shots, don't even think twice, nah.
Hey, man, that was excellent, 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 excellent. I bet you I can tell you one of your favorite writers are.
Who's that?
Phil Collins. Phil Collins, he the knight. I bet you I can tell you, dude. Hey, I know music, man. I know music, brother. Hey, you got another song. It's called Night to Remember. What is that song about? A Night to Remember?
Yeah, it's very self-explanatory, man. Yeah, it's very, very self-explanatory in the title itself. This is actually a song that this is actually my current single. It's available now on iTunes, and I had that's the video where I got that dope car that you know Joe was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically,
I pushed that song a long time ago, man. So it's probably gonna start up. Soon as you say something really, really famous, it's going to start up. But keep talking, brother.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, we shot the video in Atlanta. It featured the beautiful Joyce Glenn of the Glenn Twins. And we were out there for, like, 4 days, you know, just really vigorously working on you know, just shooting the video. And it came out amazing. You know, I want to definitely send a big shout out to Inning Productions in Atlanta, Joe Cavallini, and everybody that was responsible for that, man. So definitely,
that's dope too. That's what's up, my man. Hey, check it out, brother. You're gonna be coming out for that television show. I hope you're gonna be one of the guys they pick for it. So I'm just letting you know that. And me and DC have a lot to do with it. So. I'm going to tell you like this. You will be one of the guys picked out for that show. So good luck on winning the show because we really need some winners in our camp. And you are one of the ones that I would say, hey, you're going to be standing up better than any other person because the rest of them are going to be sitting down looking at you. So with that being said, I'm still waiting for your song to load up, man. It still hasn't loaded up. Stacey, do you have any more questions you'd like to ask my man?
We kind of got cut off last time, so I was asking you, do you ever confuse it? Because they're so similar.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, it's funny that you say that, because sometimes I do find myself confusing, you know what I'm saying, only because of the fact that, like you said, it is so similar, and I speak both of them so much, but with so many different people that sometimes, you know, I'll just make this like a subconscious error and then realize it and pick it up and, you know, switch back.
Two bodies rock, rock, you, me, don't stop. Two bodies rock, rock, head, board, knock, numb.
24/7 I've been thinking about you. Can't even live my life without you. Bet the neighbors wish these walls were soundproof. Cause all the love we're making,
I hear music in my ears when you're screaming out. Can't feel your body going down. I'll get you where I want you now.
I wanna be who you dream about.
nice, man. I love that song. Love that joint right there, guys. Go check him out right now online, man. This dude is hella nice. Wow, man. I don't even know what to say, man. Check out Greg Mochato. He's got a lot going on, man. This guy is like the truth right now, guys. He's going to be on the is it ABC or NBC, Harold? Is it ABC?
Hey, Harold, man. What's up? Okay. I'm talking to you, man.
Damn, Harold. Harold, you got your ears on, Harold?
Well, man, sorry, man. I was like, you know, man, that music was so peaceful to my ears, man. I was like laying back and relaxing, man. Now it's going to be on NBC. NBC put the program up.
Right. Okay, yeah. Hey, Harold, do you think Greg Machado, do you think he's going to be on a TV show, man? You think we can hook him up?
I would say with our special connections with you and DC Music, man, I think anything is possible, man.
Yeah, that's what I say, too, man. That's what I say, too. Okay, brother. So, man, we'll see you in Atlanta, Georgia in a few months, man. We'll see you that way. So we'll start shooting for this show, man. I can't wait to meet you, brother. I can't wait to meet you. But anyway, my man, what you can do is you can send me some more music. If you got some more music out there again somewhere, send me your iTunes link so I can start promoting also. Whatever you get out there, man, if you don't mind, just send it to me so I can get it out there for everybody else to see it here. All right?
Definitely. I got you, man.
Cool, brother. Okay, guys. I'm gonna get ready to wrap this up. Greg. Hey, Greg, give everybody your social network one more time, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Everybody can find me at Greg Machado NY. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, Facebook at Greg Machado. And man, YouTube, just Greg Machado. Search it, Google Greg Machado. Everything Greg Machado, and you guys can find me online, man. I want to thank you guys once again, DJ Black Caesar and friends, for the amazing platform, man. I appreciate you guys, for real.
Hey, Stace, you got anything else you'd like to say to Greg before we get out of here?
I would like to say thank you, Greg, because you fell into the Red Scoop Pay Me promo, man. What happens is the longer we keep you on the phone, it's $6.99 a minute, man. So thank you for talking with us tonight.
What'd you say, Stacey? What'd you say, baby?
Greg, you're an amazing artist, and I'm really glad we had an opportunity to speak. You've got a lot of stuff going on. Real positive. I like it.
Hey, Stacey, Greg will be in the March issue of the magazine, correct?
Absolutely. And you know what? After the show, maybe we could speak about that. So we'll, you know, broadcast this information online.
That would be the A&R Review Urban Edition.
Yes, absolutely. A&R Review Urban Edition. You got it.
Right.
I think it's perfect for it.
Greg, I have a question for you, man. This is Gerald. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here, Gerald.
Hey, you speak Spanish also, right?
Yeah, I do speak Spanish.
Okay, my neighbor, man, he keeps coming up to me asking me if I got any mota. What does that mean, man?
Any mota?
Yeah, man.
He wants to know if you got any of that good stuff for him, any of that greenery.
Oh, yeah,
greenery,
man.
I love it.
Oh, cool, man. I just got a new customer, man. Cool.
Hey, Gerald. Junk.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Gerald, you knew what Mota was. I asked you about Mota a couple times, man. And you was like, yeah, I got some. Come on, dude.
No, that's probably my brother. My brother.
You just want somebody to know you speak Spanish, man. You know Spanish, man.
that was probably my brother that was talking about the mota, man. I always see stuff that the ladies know.
Hey, Gerald, check it out. I seen you out on the street skateboard the other day, too, man. We know you can skateboard. You ought to be out on the street.
Hell yeah, man. That's what's wrong with skateboard, man?
Nothing, man. Nothing. But I see you out there showing out, doing tricks and stuff, jumping over cars, man. You ain't got to do all that stuff, man. Just be cool. Just be good, like Harold. Harold doesn't do all that.
Man, I learned how to skateboard from Lil Wayne, man.
Hey, okay, Dad, thank you for showing up tonight. Hey, Greg, it was a pleasure working with you, talking to you on the phone tonight, man. You're a fantastic artist. I got to get some more interviews set up for you. I think I'm going to work on your first interview, well, your first interview tonight with me, and your second interview with one of my associates. So what I'll do is I'll get in touch with her tomorrow and see when you come on her show, and I'll get all the information to you.
All right, that sounds good, man. I appreciate
it. I'll give it to Sheila. I'm sorry. I'll give the information to Sheila. I'm sorry. I'm better go over to Sheila and give it to you. I will give it to Sheila, and Sheila will give it to you. But we will be talking again, and I do support all of my artists that I work with right now, just letting you know. You got two bad people that are behind me promoting your stuff, just not me promoting it. So if you're not friends with them, then you won't know what's going on. And I'm going to add you to all my social, my groups, like, tomorrow, because it's a lot of them, man, and I'll be up all night trying to add you to the group. I'm going to add you to all
right.
tomorrow,
yeah.
Greg. And, hey, Greg, check it out, brother. We're going to do some business, brother. We're going to get you out there to be a star by the second quarter.
Machado, I also wanted to let you know, man, if you have any hard copies of your CDs that you'd like sold in DC Production and them's store up here in their storefront, man, we'd love to do that and put you in our display case for any of your merchandise, man, and get you some money, man.
Nice.
Definitely, man. That sounds amazing, Gerald, and I'll definitely make sure to let my manager know exactly where she can send it.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you, man. Yeah, this is Harry, man. Thanks, man. But yeah, thanks for coming on the show. And one last thing I wanted to say, everybody who's listening, man, is support what we're doing with A&I Review Magazine. You know, we have the Urban Edition and also the Regular Edition. So get your copies. You can go on Facebook and order your copies straight off of Facebook, or you can go online or whatever you need to do. But support A&I Review Magazine, both copies, both editions, you know what I mean? We're making big moves for the independent artists and bands.
Man, take a breath,
right,
bro. You're going to pass out.
Right.
Take a breath.
Yeah, man. Wow. Hey, man, I was trying to say it before the show closes up, man. This is like real news, man.
Yeah.
You're going to pass
right,
out,
right.
Though, man.
We have to support our indie artists.
Man, I just can't have my brother pass out while he's driving, man.
Hey, guys, also, you can buy a Rinse Do Pay Me t-shirt. They're on sale right now. They come in 9 different flavors. And what I mean by flavors, they come in 9 different colors. So you guys get your red, you get your yellow, you get your orange, you get your gray, you get your blue, you get your green. Get your black, get your white, get your
green, man.
Oh, get your pink Rinse Do t-shirts right now. Check them out on Facebook. Long sleeves are $22. Short sleeves are $20. All different sizes. 2X, 3X. You guys got about extra $2 for your shirt because you guys are too big. So hey, but too big, you got about extra cloth to cover your body. Okay, guys. Oh, that goes for you, Harold. Hey, Harold, check it out, guys. I'll send you guys a shirt, Stacy. Harold, I guess I'll buy yours, and Gerald, I'll get yours. I'll be sending you guys T-shirts on the next batch I go around, so you guys can look out for that. You guys,
awesome. Thanks, Steve.
I need you guys' addresses also, Stacy. So send me that in my chat box soon, because I think next week or the week after, I'll be ordering some more shirts for you guys.
Nice.
That's right. Hey, also, don't forget to tune in to DMV Spotlight Radio as well as Rinse Do Pay Me Radio.
Oh, wow, man. Harold, thanks a lot for that, man. You guys got to check out DMV Spotlight Radio. It's been out for a minute. Check them out. Go look up go Google search it. It's on Google. You guys can pick up his radio station, which is Daryl Klein's radio station right now, DC the Music Man. Also, we just got the Rinse Do Radio, Rinse Do Pay Me Radio as of yesterday.
Wow.
So that'll be up and running in about maybe, give me 2 more days to load up the music. That'll be up in 2 more days. You guys can check out Rinse, Do, Pay Me Radio. That's what it's going to be called, and that's the brand I'm going to go with for everything right now. Also, my Femme Crew, Rinse, Do, Pay Me Femme Crew, they will be traveling around doing different things with us, doing different things with me, rather, for the television network. When we go to the television network, I will have my own background crew, and we're going to call that Rinse, Do, Pay Me Promos. That's what's up, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar Show, where it always goes down every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. Stacey Darlene, Harold the Hippie, Gerald and Chunky, and DJ Black Caesar. Hey, guys, Rinse, Do, Pay Me. Okay, guys, it's a wrap. We can go home now. Everybody, you guys can go a break. Go take a break. Go powder your nose, Stacey, and I'll talk to you guys later, all right?
Bye, guys.
Okay. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.